Magnifying the Magnificent Power of God is the title of the sermon given by Pastor Christopher Johnson in today's worship service, coming to you from Zion Lutheran Church in downtown Los Angeles. Presiding pastor is Pastor Stephen Jurdy. We invite you to join us in praising God, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit through this worship service. Today, this Sunday's radio broadcast is sponsored by Jill and Martin Schmidt. In honor of the 44th wedding anniversary and birthdays of brothers and sisters, Bruce and Kathy Ushinik, the service begins with the prayers for confession and absolution.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, or deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church, and by the authority of Christ, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The congregation will sing the entrance hymn, "Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones," number 670, in the Lutheran service program. The organist is Mr. John Schubert. The violin is played by Mary Pryor. The vocalists are Tim.
Ye Watchers and Ye Holy Ones.
Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. And for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the festival of St. Mary, Mother of our Lord, is from Isaiah chapter 61. Instead of your shame, there shall be a double portion. Instead of dishonor, they shall rejoice in their lot. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess a double portion. They shall have everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth springs forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to sprout up before all the nations. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 45.
The epistle is from Galatians chapter 4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Let us confess the faith with one heart.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In response to the Word of God, the congregation sings the hymn of the day, by all your saints, Lord, prayer. Hymn number 518. Thank you.
Grace and peace to you from our God and Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't it amazing how the simplest item can hold the attention of a young child? Perhaps you might remember being over at your grandparents' house, where, of course, there are lots of treasures to be found. Perhaps you might even remember finding a useful little tool on the stand right next to where Grandma or Grandpa's favorite chair was. There it is, right on top of the newspaper. You see it. A magnifying glass with an ebony handle that your grandparents would use to help read the newspaper. Those eyes aren't getting any younger, after all, and they need a little help from time to time. A magnifying glass is a simple tool. It makes small words on a newspaper easier to read. It also helps a child count how many legs are on an ant, or if they're so bold, on a spider. And as many of us know from experience, it also helps dentists look at our teeth, doctors look at swollen throats and infected ears. Such a simple tool that serves many purposes. As it is with tools, so it is with words as well. The word magnify is a simple word that simply floats from the lips of the Blessed Virgin as she sings about her God, the Savior who brings down the mighty from their thrones and lifts up the humble. It is the first word of Mary's song, what we call the Magnificat. If we were to read this in Greek, we would see that the first thing Mary says is not "my soul," but "magnifies." This means "magnifies" is the point of emphasis. Listen how different it sounds. "Magnifies my soul, the Lord." It's a small but subtle change. With this word, Mary is handing us a magnifying glass that we might see how big this God is. This God which the church continues to sing right along with Mary generation after generation after generation. After all, that's what magnify means, to make bigger, to make great. Only we are not using a magnifying glass to read cartoons in the Sunday newspaper, but we're using the gift of faith, which helps us to see who God is, the God who saves and redeems, the God who judges, the God who vindicates, the God who is faithful to his people, the God who has come so near to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is why every year on August 15th, the church commemorates the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we might, like her, see how big God is. Yes, this God became small for us in Jesus Christ, the baby growing in Mary's womb as she sings the Magnificat, but don't let his stature fool you. He truly is the great big God of the universe. And we need to be reminded of that because many times, how often are we tempted to think that maybe God really isn't that big or that big of a deal? When we lose our focus on him, it's like using another kind of magnifying glass, a telescope, in the wrong way. Instead of looking far away at distant planets and galaxies, you flip it around the wrong way and everything else looks smaller instead. And so through Mary's song and by Mary's example, we are reminded once again that this God is the one true God. This God is the God who will have mercy upon whom he will have mercy. This God is the one who scatters the proud. Like a child picking up a piece of candy from the ground and all the ants go scattering away from it. This God is the God who speaks. He is not a mute idol, but the living God who speaks to you through his word just as he did to Abraham thousands of years ago. And what does this God want us to do? The very thing Mary said. Magnify him. And so what might be getting in your way for magnifying your Lord and your God? Has unexpected sorrow or suffering come your way? Still, magnify him. The one who holds the universe in the palm of his hand also holds you in the palm of his hand as well. Whatever you are in sorrow about, or whatever it is that you may be suffering from, whether you're suffering because of things out of your control or suffering precisely because of things you have done or failed to do, know that God always works the good for those who love him. St. Mary's world was turned upside down when she told the angel Gabriel, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And then by the miraculous power of God, Jesus began to grow in her womb. Though ostracized by neighbor and maybe even family, 9 months later she would give birth to Emmanuel, God with us. And she would witness shepherds and wise men come and bow in adoration at the little child Jesus. And her world was turned upside down again as she saw her dear child Jesus, now a grown man, the Savior of the world, hanging from a cross, bleeding, dying for the sins of the world. But because of her faith, the faith that God worked in her, she endured, she persevered, and she saw the glory of her risen Son. And this is what happens when you magnify God, even in the midst of sorrow or suffering. God gets bigger and bigger and bigger, while your sorrow or suffering gets smaller and smaller and smaller, because you know in whom you trust, and he has the power to save and deliver. What else might be getting in your way from magnifying your Lord and your God? Perhaps you've been distracted, having a divided mind about things, not keeping first things first. Even St. Mary, the Blessed Mother of our Lord, had to be lovingly corrected by her Son. As Jesus' reputation grew because of his power to heal, exorcise demons, preaching with authority, calling out the powers that be, the scribes and the Pharisees, his brothers and his mother tried to restrain him, thinking he was out of his mind. Jesus reminded them all in short order, "Whoever does the will of God, that is my mother, my brother, and my sister." No doubt Mary cherished these words in her heart, just like that time when she found her 12-year-old son in the temple, reminding her that he must be in his father's house. Brothers and sisters, it's easy to fall off the straight and narrow way. It's easy to be distracted now more than ever. As Jesus reminded us, the path to destruction is wide and there are many who find it. It's easy to neglect the first things: devotion, prayer, worship, scripture, magnifying God in your home and in your life. But when you make this God of yours great, and he is great, when you magnify him as is his due, your priorities and your prerogatives will get rebalanced. Your mind become more focused, your thoughts more on point, and your life and your loyalty is not so divided. So wherever it is that may be keeping you from magnifying your Lord and your God like Mary did, stop once again and listen to Mary's wisdom and hear her joy. "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has looked on the humble estate of his servant, for behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed." And why will all generations call Mary blessed? It is because of her Son, Jesus Christ, who pronounces blessing upon you this very day, just like when he preached on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who are meek and who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, the pure in heart, the peacemakers. And blessed are you when others revile you and utter all sorts of evil against you. For rejoice, your reward is great in heaven." This is why we magnify the Lord. In all of his infinite greatness and power, he stepped down into this world in humility and weakness. We magnify the Lord because he gives to his people a power that governments don't understand, a power that science cannot contain or restrain, a power that the church sings a song of a teenager for thousands of years, a power made known in weakness, a power heard and received in forgiveness, a power felt in baptism, a power tasted in bread and wine, the very power of Jesus Christ. Magnify your God, people of the Lord. Magnify him, because he truly is great. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the Lord. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all creation according to its needs. O God, we thank you that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born of woman, born under the law, to redeem us from the curse of the law. Grant that we may ever treasure in our hearts what you have done for us, and magnify your name. Lord, in your mercy, grant us always, O God, to do good, good in your name, and good for your people, following after the example of your blessed saints, of whom we remember this day your servant Mary. Grant that we too would be bearers of Christ and proclaimers of your word. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for all those who suffer persecution for the sake of Christ, especially our brethren in India and Iraq. Grant that they, O Lord, would always put their trust in you, and that the mighty would be cast down from their thrones and the lowly lifted up. Lord, in your mercy, protect your people, O Lord, from the impurities of this world, and cast over them the mantle of your grace. We remember your servants Keith, Michael, Abby, and Nora, Avery, Olivia, Kathy, and Bill, Marge, Barb, Krista, Mike, Rich, Jack, Kathy, and all of Zion's homebound members. By your Holy Spirit, comfort them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You continually feed your people, O Lord, not with what we want, but with what we need. You give us bread and meat to nourish our bodies. So also now feed us with that bread from heaven, O Lord, that your servant Mary bore into the world, and that we now receive at your altar. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
In preparation for the Blessed Sacrament of Holy Communion, vocalists and congregation will sing the pages 248 to 249 in the Lutheran service book.
Thank you. which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me."
Amen.
The same way also he took the cup after the supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
And sing "Gentle Mary," number 374, service book, and "What Child Is This?" number 307, in the Lutheran service book. The postlude will be "My Soul Rejoices" by James Bach.
Thank you.
continues to bring you the saving gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome your letters and your comments. Our address is Zion Lutheran Church, 709 North 6th Street, Wausau, Wisconsin, 54404. May our Savior Jesus Christ be with you and grant you a joyful and blessed life.
Christ our Lord.
Amen.